Chapter 10, Action Step Number 2, Move That Body. The benefits of exercise cannot be overstated. Moderate exercise is associated with a reduction in all-cause mortality. Now, what does that mean? This means that the rate of death, no matter what the cause, is reduced in the population of people who exercise. Exercise reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, vascular disease, including heart attacks, stroke, kidney disease, and the list goes on and on. When these conditions are already present, exercise can reduce their severity and help to prevent reoccurrence. Additionally, exercise reduces depression, anxiety. It helps with stress management. So many benefits. So adopting exercise as part of our healthy lifestyle is vital. Unfortunately, many people consider exercise laborious, so they struggle with the notion of making it a part of their daily routine. But exercise need not be synonymous with work. The key is to make it fun. Choose to do activities that you truly enjoy. If you've wasted money on the past on an unused gym memberships, going to the gym is probably not for you. That's fine. So think outside of the box. How about trying maybe a home workout program? There are countless options via DVD, cable, the internet. There's even free classes on YouTube. If you're an outdoors person, try walking or hiking, skating or biking, maybe investing in a backyard trampoline. Maybe there's a certain type of dance you've been wanting to learn, like African dance or Zumba or salsa or tap or ballroom or hip-hop or even pole dancing. Get creative. I'll be honest and admit that when I'm home, I like to jam around the kitchen while cooking dinner, despite my kids' embarrassment. I can hear them now. Oh, boy. Mama's getting her groove on again, with her eyes rolling. You know, the possibilities for exercise are endless. How about enjoying a family sports team at your local recreation center, or maybe a basketball or softball or soccer team? Consider family walks or short bike rides after dinner. Or if you're committed to watching TV after work, maybe put a treadmill or elliptical or a stationary bike in front of your big screen. My husband did this. If you already have some type of exercise machine, well, then take the clothes off of it and hang them up in the closet where they belong, dust it off, hop on the machine, and get moving. I ask my patients to recall activities they used to do way back when, back in the day before life became too busy. Most of them can readily come up with an activity or two that they would love to do again if they just had the time. I remind them that we all have 24 hours a day, and our health must be our first priority. I ask if they will be willing to do some form of activity right away, even if it's just to walk around the block for starters. Few people will maintain a course of exercise if they find it too physically strenuous or mentally overwhelming. So I advise patients to choose whatever activity they like and start at whatever level of intensity and duration that they are comfortable with. Encouraging patients and you to start at their own comfort level is essential in helping them to become immediately active. And as with all No More Dieting principles and action steps, our next goal is to proactively strive to make improvements every day, even if they seem small. My sister Jamie told me once that when she started exercising after years and years of living a sedentary lifestyle, she began with only doing 5 minutes a day on her stationary bike. And she would get so winded, she really couldn't tolerate more than that when she first began. But every few days, she would add a few more minutes to her regimen and found that she could cycle with more intensity. Now, she enjoys high-intensity aerobic classes that she streams from the internet into her room just about every day. This makes the point that it's important to just get started with all of the No More Dieting principles and all of the action steps. Just start right where you are. It's fine to take steps, even small steps, to improve daily, just as you are able. We do not aim for perfection. Remember that. More often than not, the attitude of perfectionism leads to quitting. But modest beginnings with regular improvement over time will always take us to our destination. This approach is more physically and psychologically sustainable, so we're more likely to adopt and maintain this lifestyle for life, and that's the goal. Modest exercise is different for each person. It may be 20 minutes for one, 10 minutes for another, 30 minutes of something for another, even 60 minutes of kitchen grooving for someone else. Now remember, always consult your physician before starting an exercise regimen and begin at your unique point of ability. Summary of No More Dieting Action Step Number 2, Move That Body. Consistent exercise reduces the risk of numerous diseases and increases our health and quality of life. So adopting it as part of our No More Dieting lifestyle is one way that we prioritize our health. The key is to embrace exercise that you find to be fun. Don't make it like work. Make it your playtime.